It's Here and Now. Good afternoon. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And we are here to take a look at the week's political news in Michigan. And Rick, first, we could not go without quickly mentioning at least the remnants of the state's presidential primary.
Oh, primary, why can't I quit you?
It's so tough to quit.
Yeah, that we saw earlier this week, a Santorum campaign organizer in the state, John Yob, the Yob name is a venerable one in Michigan Republican politics, tried to organize a rally at the state party headquarters to figuratively at least pound on the doors and demand justice and an even division of the delegates.
But that rally fizzled, right? There wasn't much of a turnout.
It did. Very few people showed up. Very, very few people. And those that did were quickly whisked inside and given some hugs and love. And a big protest event really never transpired. And even though this rally did, as you said, fizzle, this does raise the prospect of a convention fight, a floor fight at the convention that would really be kind of a intra-party referendum on the leadership of the state GOP and a fight over who sits at the table when big decisions are made.
Also this week, we were keeping an eye on a few groups coming out in favor of ballot proposals. Proposals that if groups are able to get enough signatures, voters will vote on in November.
We've got petition drives launched to what's called Clean Elections Accountability, basically to require corporations to disclose when they spend money on their own political communication, primarily television advertising, and probably the big one is a labor rights ballot proposal.
This got us thinking about the politics behind these ballot proposals. Of course, the organizers believe in their cause. They want these laws to be created or changed. But there's also something else going on here, and that's getting out the vote come November.
In 2004, most famously, a lot of people believe that a Republican strategy to put a lot of wedge issue social questions on state ballots succeeded in drawing out conservative evangelical voters to the benefit of Republican candidates. And what people are seeing now with these ballot proposals, especially the union rights ballot proposal, is an effort to do just that. And if it succeeds, also builds a wall around Republican hegemony in Lansing for the last 2 years of Governor Rick Snyder's administration.
But there's also the flip side of that argument that, yes, okay, you're going to bring out the people in favor of a certain ballot initiative, but you're also then going to bring out the people who are against it.
Exactly. When you put something on the ballot that incites a lot of fervor, you don't just bring out people on one side. And then, especially again, on this labor rights question, it also begs, what are the Republicans going to do in the interim? With this ballot drive, these labor organizations, these progressive groups that are pushing this, have they basically opened the political heavens that will rain down all kinds of things as Republicans enact measures to try and get stuff on the books before the ballot drive begins? And are you actually, Democrats, union leaders, are you actually driving Republicans to do all kinds of things that you're trying to stop?
Right. In Lansing, you never quite know how an issue is going to play out.
Everything has a cause and effect and then another effect and another effect.
Well, obviously, these are just some of the issues that we may see on the November ballot. There certainly could be more, and we will keep an eye on them. Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.